کیا کہوں میں درد دل کی داستاں، کیا کہوں میں درد دل کی داستاں، جس کی برکت سے ملی آو فغا، کیا کہوں میں درد دل کی داستاں، جس کی برکت سے ملی آو فغا، ہو مبارک تجھ کو اے آو فغا، ہو مبارک تجھ کو اے آو فغا، ان کی جانب سے کرم پایا عیا، ہو مبارک تجھ کو اے آو فغا، ان کی جانب سے کرم پایا عیا، جب سنو گے داستان عاشقاں، جب سنو گے داستان عاشقاں، پھر ملے گی تم کو بزم دوستاں، جب سنو گے داستان عاشقاں، پھر ملے گی تم کو بزم دوستاں، دوستوں یہ درد دل کا بوستاں، دوستوں یہ درد دل کا بوستاں، ہے عطا یہ دوست بہر دوستاں، دوستوں یہ درد دل کا بوستاں، ہے عطا یہ دوست بہر دوستاں، جب زمین پر روتے ہیں مستغفراں، جب زمین پر روتے ہیں مستغفراں، رشک کرتا ہے زمین پر آسماں، جب زمین پر روتے ہیں مستغفراں، رشک کرتا ہے زمین پر آسماں، سینکڑوں جاں کی ہے بارش ہر زماں، سینکڑوں جاں کی ہے بارش ہر زماں، ایسی جا پر جو فدا ہو تجھ پہ یا، سینکڑوں جاں کی ہے بارش ہر زماں، ایسی جا پر جو فدا ہو تجھ پہ یا، جب بھی دیکھا ہے سکوت عاشقاں، جب بھی دیکھا ہے سکوت عاشقاں، ان کی خاموشی ہے رشک صد بیاں، جب بھی دیکھا ہے سکوت عاشقاں، ان کی خاموشی ہے رشک صد بیاں، جب بھی دیکھا ہے سکوت عاشقاں، جب بھی دیکھا ہے سکوت عاشقاں، ان کی خاموشی ہے رشک صد بیاں، جس کے آب و گل میں درد دل نہ ہو، جس کے آب و گل میں درد دل نہ ہو، جس میں خاکی ہے فقط دوستاں، جس کے آب و گل میں درد دل نہ ہو، جس میں خاکی ہے فقط دوستاں، دل میرا مستر رہے تیرے لیے، دل میرا مستر رہے تیرے لیے، ہے یہی بس حاصل ہر دو جہاں، دل میرا مستر رہے تیرے لیے، ہے یہی بس حاصل ہر دو جہاں، جب سے تیرا غم ملا ہے اے خدا، جب سے تیرا غم ملا ہے اے خدا، رہتا ہے ہر وقت اختر شادماں، جب سے تیرا غم ملا ہے اے خدا، جب سے تیرا غم ملا ہے اے خدا، رہتا ہے ہر وقت اختر شادماں۔
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم. يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم. يا رب بلغ بالمصطفى مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألا طائركم معكم؟ وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا عدوى ولا طير ولا حامة ولا صفر، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. First we'll translate this very beautiful poem, and may Allah give us tawfiq to get some glimpse idea of what Hadrat had in his heart. And may that be transferred into our hearts as well, and into the hearts of the whole ummah, the whole of mankind and jinn also. Rash karta hai zameen par aasma. The earth is envying the skies. It is usually we say the sky envies the earth. The skies are superior, they are high, heavens are referred to in the skies, etc. The earth is a place where sins take place, vice takes place, evil takes place. But when certain actions take place on this earth, the sky envies the earth. Rash karta hai zameen par aasma. The skies envy the earth. So if we do these things, then Allah Ta'ala, by the barakat of that, makes it that the sky wishes that if I was the earth, if I was on the earth, the great wishes to be for those who are low, who are small, for certain actions. So it's not what individuals are all about, that is also. Certain individuals, like Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, awliya, Hazrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam, just the being, not even the other, just the being. But we ordinary, we are khati, we are just sand and water. But if we have certain qualities in us, then also the sky will wish it was the earth, or it was down here on the earth. Kya kahoon main dard-e-dil ki daasta? What can I tell you about the story of the love of Allah Ta'ala? What a great thing the love of Allah Ta'ala is, jiski barakat se mili aho fuga. When you have the love of Allah, by the barakat of that, in lieu of that, in the sadqah of that, Allah blesses you with the pleading and crying to Allah Ta'ala. And whoever has been blessed with that will know there is no millions and billions of this world can never compare with that crying to Allah, pleading with Allah Ta'ala, and in very just dua also, or when you're making tawbah of your gunas and you are crying to Allah Ta'ala, the great value of what that has got. La'aninul mustaghfirin, the sobbing and crying of those who are making tawbah in istighfar. La habba ilallahi min zajril musabbihin, those who are reading subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, and they're enjoying it. More valuable than that by Allah is the crying and the sobbing of a person who was guilty and is asking for forgiveness. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, this person who cries in the court of Allah Ta'ala, when he has made tawbah, he becomes a VIP by Allah Ta'ala. Those making zikr, all other ibadat, Allah says, mashallah, very good, I love you. But this, the son who ran away and came back? Prodigal, mashallah. See, Abdul Rahman. The prodigal son who ran away from house, he did all wrong things, now he came back again. That night, he's the VIP. All the other sons who are doing all the father's work, you are good, all on your place. But tonight, he's the VIP. Tell the mother, cook special meals for him. Prepare a special bed, special bedroom for him. So the person who went away from Allah, and those who bring them back, wow, Allah has got so much of the value for them. Ho Mubarak tujhko e aho fuga. Oh, this pleading and crying to Allah Ta'ala, you, this crying and pleading, you are very blessed. What a great thing. And this crying to Allah Ta'ala is that thing. Whenever Allah Ta'ala's azab, Allah had sent it on the earth, Allah never called it back again. It has left, and then it comes and it does its work. But on one occasion, in the time of Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, the azab was sent, and Allah pulled it back again. Because there was one child crying. So that crying of that one child, Allah loved it. Allah loves people who cry to Allah Ta'ala. Those who are arrogant and boastful, Allah's azab comes double fast on them. But when a person pleads and accepts his mistakes and, oh Allah, I've been wrong, even Allah's azab gets pulled away. The story is also famous of that great buzurg who he was owing many people money. And now his death, the time of death came, he was lying on his bed, and he had pulled his sheet over him, and all his creditors came who wanted to reclaiming their money, all sitting there. And Hadrat Sahib is just with his sheet over, not moving. They all worried he's going to die. Our loans will go with him in the qabr. Then suddenly, a young small boy selling mitai on the road and shouting and selling, advertising it, buy mitai, eat mitai, etc. Then Hazrat Sahib woke up immediately. And he called the boy, he said, come here. And his whole amount that he had to sell for the day, for his mother he was selling, he bought it all. He told him, give me all this here. So he also got happy, I don't have to work the whole day, my work is done. But then after he dished it out, gave it to all to eat, and he pulled the blanket over and he slept. Then the boy started crying because he knows the mother slept. All the mitai you sold, you didn't bring money back. Where's the money? So he started crying. So all those other people, the creditors, they told that you also said, we also waiting for the same thing. One more to the queue. You also wait. But then suddenly somebody came with a huge amount of money, hadiah for the sheikh. And then the sheikh gave them all the money what he was owing them. Yeah, you so much, here's all your money. He said, Hazrat, we don't understand. He said, people were asking for your money, nobody was crying. And Allah's help comes when there is a crier. When a person cries to Allah, then Allah's help comes. So the small masoom boy, when he started crying, Allah sent his help. And all the money came, and here you will take. So crying, Allah loves that. And this is by the barakah of those who love Allah. They will be crying in the court of Allah. In ki janib se karam paya ayan. When your person got the tawfiq of crying to Allah Ta'ala, Hazrat says, then I saw Allah Ta'ala's favors openly with my eyes I saw. What favors of Allah started coming. But as long as we depend on our effort, our things, whatever problems, health problem you got, financial, domestic problem, whatever, if you can start crying, see how Allah Ta'ala's help will come. Jab sunoge daastaan aashiqa, when you'll hear the stories of the lovers of Allah, what karamats, and what is the real karamat? Not flying in the air, but to have this love for Allah. Allah who is the unseen, and to have love for Allah Ta'ala, this is a great, great karamat. And in that, this karamat, that in the love of Allah, you are waking up middle of the night. No one is there. If your beloved is there, and you wake up for your beloved, it's understood. Or even some people, Allah help us all, you'll wake up 2 o'clock at night to watch some commentary, to watch some cricket match, to watch a boxing bout. You'll wake up 2 o'clock, but here there is no one, and you are waking up for Allah Ta'ala. Is that not a karamat? That there is no one in you. Even if you force that person to sleep, he can't sleep. He doesn't want to sleep for Allah with you. So this is the real karamat of the ashiqa, the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. Phir milegi tumko bazme dosta. Then you will get the gathering of the friends and the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. When you hear what the lovers of Allah, what their position is, then Allah will bless you, that the friends will also gather, and then you will have the opportunity to speak about the love of Allah Ta'ala. Dosto ye darde dil ka bosta. Oh my friends, the story, this garden of the love of Allah Ta'ala. Hey atay doste behre dosta. It is the gift of those who are the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. This anthology of the love of Allah Ta'ala is also the barakat and the gift of the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. What their couplets were, we only made now more details, and we explained it, and we prepared our anthologies. Hazrat says that when you have the love of the lovers of Allah Ta'ala, the one word is so valuable, like Yusuf explained so beautifully, that the words of the Ahlullah are such like this waterfalls. You don't know where to focus. Everything, that 1 kilometer range, 1 mile range, 1.5 kilometer range of that water which is coming, this is so beautiful. That is, you don't know where to focus. This is all when you have the love of the lovers of Allah, then Allah blesses you, and one drop you start explaining and make a whole anthology, whole book on the poems of the love of Allah from that one drop of their love of Allah Ta'ala. Jab zameen par rote hai mustaghfira. And on the earth, when those people in tawbah, istighfar, are crying to Allah Ta'ala, and when that reality hits a person, everyone is a sinner, a big sinner, but we don't realize it. But when it hits you, I'm a big sinner, and you start making tawbah, istighfar in earnestness, you're crying to Allah Ta'ala, rash karta hai zameen par asma. At that time, the heavens, they envy the earth, that there we send down rains on the earth by which crops grow. They are sending down rains of tears. One drop of this tear will put out the fire of Jahannam. All the water of the oceans of the world won't put off the fire of Jahannam. All the rains of the world won't put up. But one drop in tawbah, istighfar, in sincerity, that one drop will put out the fire of Jahannam. So valuable, so the skies make envy the earth where there are these mustaghfira, these people who are making tawbah, istighfar to Allah Ta'ala. Sankro ja ki hai barish har zama. There are scores of lives that are coming down. Allah is blessing you. Like many people, they say, we took this vitamin tablet, now we're feeling well. Now I got energy in me. Life has come into me, this life which comes. You were like a dead person, lazy, lethargy, down. But when this scores of lives will come into you, aisi jaan par jo fida ho tujh pe ya. Who is this? That life, that person who sacrifices for Allah, Allah will give him life. Not only one life, scores of life, centuries of lives Allah Ta'ala will give him. What we feel, that I have to be revitalized again. I have to go to a resort now, go spend 1 week again, get again, lift it up again, or take these vitamin tablets, or take that juice, or take those, whatever else it is. Really, those who sacrifice on Allah, Allah, for them, scores of life coming to them. And like our Buzurgani Deen, what didn't they achieve? If we have to study our Shaykh's kitab, which is in front of us, we can't believe this is one man's work. The amount of work those who Allah has shown, what a work. Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi, amount of work that he has done. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi, the world, the West cannot comprehend. They say Imam Ghazali was not an individual, it was a whole institute. What the Maulana Thanvi was not an individual. Maulana Thanvi was an institute, which Allah Ta'ala says about Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was a qawm. Ummatan, was it? Inna Ibrahim kana ummatan. That Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam wasn't one individual. He was a whole ummat. So this is when you sacrifice on Allah, on that one, Allah makes you do the work of thousands of people. And the world get astonished, but it is for us that we sacrifice on Allah. They have that love for Allah, and we don't disobey Allah. Things are out of the question. You don't even have to make an effort of looking at not looking at other women. Once the love of Allah come, how can you? Well, if one person who was walking, and he saw a beautiful woman, and he said that love at first sight, and I'm head over heels for you, walking behind her and telling her all types of things, I love you, you're so beautiful. She realized there's a dangerous man behind me, walking faster. When her house came and she turned to go in the house, he's going to follow me in the house, even more dangerous. So she told my sister is coming at the back and she's more beautiful than me. So he turned around to look, she gave him one slap. Just now you said, I'm the most beautiful in the house, in the world. There is nobody like me. Now you're looking around at some... So this is human nature. Where you find greater beauty, you drop the one of lesser beauty. It's just human nature. You find something, you are eating fruit, and somebody tells you, this fruit is very sweet. Other fruit, you put it one side. Now you just eat that fruit all the time. So once you have found Allah, who is the markaz, and who is the fountain source of all beauty, all sweetness in the world, there is no other sweetness, no other beauty besides Allah Ta'ala. So you won't look anywhere. So it won't be mujahada not to look at this woman, especially off the street, the filthy, dirty woman. All haram, all ghibat which you enjoy, backbiting. Your heart will just go off it automatically when you find Allah Ta'ala. So that is what Hazrat Damat Barakatum is explaining. Aisi Jaapar jo fida ho tujh pe ya. A person who sacrifices for Allah, Allah blesses, then Allah shows himself to that person. Person who has sacrificed for Allah, and Allah sees this person genuinely loves me, Allah opens himself. The tajalli of Allah comes in the heart of that person. Now this person, dunya just falls from his eyes. In autumn, you don't have to take a stick and hit the leaves to fall from the trees. You get tired clearing the leaves at the bottom. They're just falling down all the time. You cleared all that leaves, you want your garden to be neat and tidy. Again, just so many leaves have fallen again. Your gunas, your desires for filth, for dirt, for dunya, name, fame, wealth, it will just fall away. All you have to do, you sacrifice yourself for Allah. And when Allah opens himself on you, you're just 100% devotee then of Allah Ta'ala. Jab bhi dekha hai sukoot hai aashiqa. Hadrat says, whenever we saw the silence of the lovers of Allah, we knew there is turmoil. There is a big tsunami carrying on in their heart. They are like this, outwardly quiet, but their ta'alluq is with Allah Ta'ala. And what their relationship with Allah Ta'ala is, unki khamoshi hai, rashke saniya. And their silence is the envy of hundreds of years, centuries of our ibadah. Our tahajjud and our bayans and our tilawat and our zikr, their silence is the envy of all this, that where they are in their silence. They look outwardly just to be lying down, just sitting quiet, but they are, what duas they are busy making for the ummah. How their connection with Allah Ta'ala is, that condition Allah Ta'ala bless us. Ours, when we are quiet, we are thinking of evil, we are thinking we are with shaitan. They are with Rahman all the time. So these are those people. Otherwise, when we are think quiet, we're thinking I must buy this property, make that investment. Or we're thinking of this woman, or we're thinking of that guna, that filth. But their quietness, they are connected with Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Jiske aabo gil mein dard dil na ho. That person who in his body, which is made of sand and water, if there isn't the love of Allah, he mixed with this year. Jisam khaki hai faqat e dosta. Then this body is only sand. It is only sand, it is nothing. But that very same body, if it has got the love of Allah, the skies envy that body. And that person then makes the whole system or unseen system of Allah Ta'ala to go haywire. The skies envy that person. The farishtas envy that person. The malaika throng around him. They make musafa with him. That person who is connected with Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Dil mera mustar rahe tere liye. Oh Allah, make it such that my heart is always restless for you. That always I'm yearning for you. And the real, which Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَتَمَنَّوا الْمَوْتِ قُلْ إِن if you love Allah Ta'ala, then desire for more. it. فَتَمَنَّوا الْمَوْتَ إِن كُنْتُمْ. If you think you are the friends of Allah, this person here, yeah, and don't get frightened that if I desire maut, that I will die. The maut will come on its time. But when that love of maut, الْمَوْتُ جُسْرٌ يُوصَلُ الْحَبِيبِ إِلَى الْحَبِيبِ. Maut is the only bridge, is the only means by which you will join with your beloved. You will love to die. One great buzurg went to Malik ibn Dinar, rahmatullah alayh. And at that time, he wasn't still at his great position what he was. He was a chemist, and he had a lot of bottles with all the medicines in his chemist. So this wali of Allah Ta'ala, buzur, he went and he told him, how will your maut come? He says, why? He says, your love for all your possessions is in every bottle here. So your soul is in every bottle. Like a person, every cent of his, every rand of his, every a car of his, house of his, everything, he loves that, his soul is in all those. Your soul will have to come out from all those things. And you don't desire, which is like a piece of a silk being pulled out from thorns. Your soul will come out so difficult. So he told him, what you worried about me, you worry about yourself, how your soul will come, how you will die. He said, I'll die like this. He laid down, he passed away. And that changed the life of Malik ibn Dinar, rahmatullah alayhi. And he changed this. This is how a person must be ready to go to Allah. So when a person has got that in, and everyone, there is also an asset test to see, to claim lot of love for Allah is very easy. And to think that I'm an ashik, but see how much will I really desire that now I must die. That I still got my children to grow up, then who is Allah? Isn't he Rabbul Alameen? Who can do a better job? Can you bring up your children better or Allah Ta'ala? I'm worried about my wife, young wife, this, that. Everything is in Allah is looking after millions of people. People who left 2-3 small children, Allah is looking after them. People who left what were things unattended, Allah, the world is carrying on. Allah is there. So we are not Allah. Allah is Allah. He will see to everything. So this person here, if you have truly the love of Allah, and you don't have to fear that maut will come before time. Maut will only come on its time. And even if it comes before time, you should say, Mubarak, I'm happy to go. I don't have to still live so long, etc. I must be happy to go to Allah Ta'ala. That's a sign that you have genuinely that love of Allah Ta'ala. Dil mera mustar rehte hai tere liye, hai yahi bas haasile do jahan. That is what is required of the entire two worlds of akhirah, jannat also, dunya also, that your heart is restless for your beloved. If really that love comes in a person, all the time he'll be restless for Allah Ta'ala. That, oh Allah, apne milne ka pata, koi nishan. Tu bata de mujhe, eh Rabbi jahan, oh Allah, where can I meet you? Where can I find you? How can I be with you? Subah hoti hi, in the morning, Allama Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi rahmatullah alayhi says that just in the morning I started desiring for tahajjud time again. That when that milne ka wada shab e akhir mein hai. The time of meeting with you, Allah, is the last part of the night. Subah hi se intizar e sham hai. From the morning I'm waiting for that part of the night. When this will happen, then tahajjud, we won't have this excuse, I'm still young and I have to sleep still. You won't be able to sleep. If your beloved says that I'm coming 2 o'clock at night, you won't say that, no, I'm a young person still and I need my sleep. My sleep is very important. Until today, normally we all get married at young age, 20, 25. And before the marriage, the boy also had to do so much preparation according to our customary marriages, the house, the entertainment, everything, all the arrangements he had to make. The girl, all she also made so much arrangements. And the night before, she had her hair done up. That night she doesn't sleep flat on the bed also, my hair will get spoiled. That making up of the hair today is actually spoiling the hair. If you don't have to spend so much money at the hairdresser, just take a fan and blow it on your hair and it will blow it, and then just put some that perm to set it like that, wild like that.
So just for that, then she sits the whole night on the chair. And just no one till today, I suppose, on record there is, that that wife told the husband, you know, I'm so tired, last night I didn't have a wink of sleep. I just sat on the chair the whole night, so whatever has to happen, we'll say after 2-3 nights, tonight let me sleep. Or the husband told, I worked so hard preparing for the wedding, the guests, the visitors, receiving this one from the airport, doing this, doing that, and I'm so tired, please excuse me, tonight I just want to sleep. No. So for Allah Ta'ala, then we are too tired. For Fajr we can't get up. Sleep is too heavy. But when that love comes, then Allahu Akbar. Understand this very important point also. That energy, power, himmat to do things, there are three sources of it. One is physical energy, your body, your physical energy. One is mental you have. As far as that is concerned, like for example, Fajr, almost every masjid, perhaps you will find some youngsters, some 15, 18 year old, 20 year old people, perhaps you will find some. You don't find, who you find? Old people. 80 year old people, 60 year old people, 70 year old people, they are more there for Fajr. And the youngsters, they've got more strength. The physical strength, they've got much more. And that 60, 70 year old man, he's so weak physically. He can't get up. But what brings him for Fajr? And what keeps the youngsters away? They got more physical strength. So it's not your physical strength that is going to help you. Your mental, and more than mental, your spiritual strength. This is what Khanqah work is, to create that spiritual strength, to create that connection with Allah, that love with Allah Ta'ala. When you have got that, then forget your Fajr. You are there for Tahajjud. And you are eagerly, you are just too happy to get up. When you have got that spiritual strength and that spiritual contact with Allah Ta'ala, then you don't need that physical strength. You don't need that mental strength. The spiritual strength, all the great karnama, the great achievements on the battlefields of Islam. And we should read this, especially our young, all of us, we should read this and see what great achievements, young people. Muhammad ibn Qasim, rahmatullah alayhi, son-in-law of Hajjaj ibn Yusuf, what great achievements. The whole of this Pakistan, Sindh area, brought Islam into all that area there. A young boy of 17 years, what he had achieved. And many other such instances, youngsters, what was this love of Allah. Then 17 years didn't mean anything. No, not all this filth and dirt of this dunya. And we, some youngsters, we feel sometimes also, they are helpless. They've got so much, the temptations are so much. But why don't we create the love of Allah? Then see, these things will mean nothing to them. And how they will go to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So that is the greatest power. When that is created, then a person makes such sacrifices that the world is astonished. At the moment, the West just cannot understand about what they call these people who give their lives to bombs fastened to them.
Suicide
bombers. They just can't understand how can a girl, how she does it. An 8-year-old boy, how he does it. They can't understand because life, what Khalid ibn Walid, radiyallahu anhu said, I've got people with me who love mort and they desire to become shaheed and give their lives more than what you love your woman and you love your wine and all those things what you love. They love mort more greater. What is this? The love of Allah. That you're going to go and meet Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu on his dying bed. What he says, his wife is crying that, oh, you are passing away, my husband, so many years of companionship. Really, he said, don't cry. Hadan nalqa ahibba. We are going to go and meet our friends, Muhammadun wa sahaba. We are going to go and meet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are going to meet the sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala. If that is in our hearts, what is our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, for every mu'min, mort should become so desirous just on this thought. Every mu'min, he wants to see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In his sleep, if Allah shows him while he's awake, wherever. But yaqeenan, a mu'min, as soon as he dies, he will be making ziyarat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is what you want. And the way for that is mort. And if you have the genuine love, you won't be worried, my house, my income, my children. No, nothing. These things will mean nothing absolutely to you. May Allah bless us with this. This is what we have to develop. دل میرا مستر رہے تیرے لیے ہے یہی بس حاصل ہر دو جہاں جب سے تیرا غم ملا ہے اے خدا او اللہ when I found your love رہتا ہے ہر وقت اختر شادماں. Then Hazrat says, the person who finds the love of Allah, Hazrat is an epitome of that. Then all the time you in great joy. And then you don't fear anything. You don't fear death. And this is also how many people here locally, when crooks came, they were not frightened. Shoot me if you want to shoot me. I don't care for you. You, my life is not in your hand. How many people said this in front? Usually we, a crook comes or somebody shows a gun or knife, we go blank. That gun may be blank, but we go blank. We can't think at when this love and connection with Allah and those people, they came out to say their stories. And those who are frightened, they never told their story what happened. They got killed, etc. So this can happen when you have the true love of Allah Ta'ala. This is what has to be developed. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with these realities. This beautiful poem also with regard to that. Main aaya nahi laya gaya hoon. That I have not come, I have been brought. Ye qadam uthte nahi uthaye jaate hain. These steps of mine, walking steps, I did not lift them and come, but they were lifted for me and coming. Muhabbat deke tarpaya gaya hoon. Allah gave me His love and then He made me restless in this love of Allah Ta'ala. Muhabbat ka bas yahi in'am hai. This is the reward of the love of Allah Ta'ala, that all the time you are restless. There are a few lines that I'm missing out, but when you have the love of Allah, you are restless in the love of Allah Ta'ala. And this is what is muhabbat. And when you get a taste of that, that you are restless in the love of Allah, you ask for more of this disease. You don't ask for the medicine. That how can it be taken away now? Who will tell his beloved that I hope something can happen that I don't think of you anymore? That I don't want to come to you. I don't. No, more he wants to go. All the time he wants. So the love, Allah is the creator of love. Allah is the creator of the place of love, the heart. Allah is the controller of that love. So whatever love there is between mother and her children, between husband and wife, between friends, whatever love there is, Allah is the... And this is not a speck of the love of Allah. So if you get the love of Allah, what will be that love? So that is what we have to make effort for. May Allah Ta'ala bless us, inshallah. This is the month of Safar which has come in. And with regard to the month of Safar, there are various meanings. Ulama have explained what the month of Safar is. One which is not a common meaning, but which is more relevant for our times, is that it is an empty month also. They regard it, many people in the ignorance regard this as an empty month. Muharram, they say, is ghamino meino, is a month of sorrow because of the event of Karbala, which took place in the month of Muharram. But the event of Karbala took how long afterwards it took place, after Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, Islam came in the world. So that also has got no relationship with the month of Muharram. So many people also say that we should not have weddings, nikahs, because wedding is khushi no mauqa, the time of happiness. And how can you have it in the time of sorrow? You can't have it there. So many people feel we can't have nikahs in the month of Muharram, which is totally superstitious and wrong. There is no reality in it. Then they say the month of Safar is an empty month. There is no barakat. You mustn't have anything in the month of Safar. So they don't keep nikahs. I remember myself as a small boy, what we knew nothing. But the elders of the family setting a wedding date, and like what they are very knowledgeable. In their ignorance, they act so knowledgeable that no, this is Safar month. You can't have a wedding in this month. And nobody else knew anything. All they say, oh, this big buzur, he knows so much, so we can't have a wedding. Whereas that is total ignorance. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's nikah took place in the month of Safar as well. So there is nothing like that. Some of our old people have this in their mind, that the month of Safar is very hard on the male, on the man. And for that, you have to give some sadqa. And again, as if they are so knowledgeable, which the Quran Sharif also doesn't know about, the Hadith also don't know about, but they know about one sadqa. And what sadqa? You have to give 6 eggs, half a loaf of bread, a piece of calico, 1 meter of calico, and some all other funny things. You have to give that sadqa, otherwise the man will go through a very strenuous time during this month. Nabi Kareem, Allah reward, and make us make qadr of who our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was. How emphatically and how clearly he stated all these things are false ideologies, false things. Take them out. A Muslim is supposed to be strong. A Muslim is supposed to be powerful, positive, not negative. You must not have fear in him. A Muslim must be positive, so positive, and this helps tremendously for a sick person also. If you are positive, I'm going to get better. And your visitors who come, and they should come, is sunnah also. And what is that? Moral support. And then they give you that moral support, and they tell you, don't worry, you're going to be better. Tomorrow, you're walking again. This is 80-90% of that person's health. Medicines will work afterwards, but this already will boost him up. But unfortunately, some people, even doctors, they say clearly, I think he's got 2 days to live. I think you won't make it for till tonight. They give this kind of, this is totally wrong. To be negative in Islam, there is nothing like to be negative. You must be positive. Allah's will take place, whatever Allah has decreed. But we are commanded to be positive. A person who is positive will do Allahu Akbar. We can't imagine what and what he will do. So, and that is great power and strength for a person who is positive. The Mujahideen, what they achieve, the great feats, how do they achieve it? They are positive. They look at Allah's power and qudrat. And we should take a lesson, from amongst, around us. Like for example, at the moment, they are putting up these fences, for security purposes. For these local small little pickinins, it means absolutely nothing. Once we were at a train station, somewhere going to Cape Town, train was standing, and about the same kind of fences were there, and to stop the people from coming to the train. The small boys of 5-6 years, they scaled over it without anything. It just meant nothing to them. So when they can have that, the power of Iman, if we have got. But we are so frightened, unfortunately, we fear every small thing, a little sound in the ceiling at night, and we are frightened. And we ascribe it to what and what then. Anything else, or small things, we are so frightened. A mu'min is not supposed. One time, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, somebody said, the enemy has attacked. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got on a horse, and he went in the direction, alone. And he came back, no, nothing to fear, there is absolutely nothing. Don't fear, there is no enemy. So this is how a person should have that trust and that to be positive. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, la adwa. That there are no contagious diseases. Today we all of us, one person get the flu in the house, we are very frightened to even go near him. To forget that, how negative have we become. A glass, a person drinks in the glass, brother and sister won't drink from the same glass. That the germs will come to me. No germs, all are healthy, but germs will come. A husband and wife don't want to share. One Jamaat that went to America, one Afro-American, Negro, they met him, they invited him, asked him to have meals with them. He asked for water, they gave him water to drink. After that, one of the Jamaat Satis wanted water, he drank from the same. That person, that Negro, Afro-American, started crying profusely. Asked him, why, what's wrong, what happened? He said, I'm married for so many years, my wife will never touch that glass from where I drink. You people are total strangers to me. You drink, and you drink from that glass, you don't have any reservation or anything. That affected him so much. So this is our teaching. Don't be negative that, disease is going to spread from here. This is going to spread from everything here. One spoon, your own spoon which you use for your tea, now you can't use it for your soup. Now you have to have another spoon. It's not our Islamic teachings. All these negative things, we must be positive. In the family, we are taught, and this is one reason if we can understand, 2 major problems which we are facing. We are earning so much, no barakat. Many people say, I'm earning, lot of money is coming, but no barakat. Other, no love in the house. One of the major causes of this is, we don't eat in one plate. Where you share food is shifa. Whatever is the leftover of one another is shifa for the next person. But today we have been so, our minds?
Entangled.
brainwashed in this way that it is disease. No, everyone separate, everything. And not only everyone, your soup bowl separate, your food bowl separate, your this bowl separate. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had one bowl for everything. And we for everything, I usually say that in the past, 10 people used to eat from one utensil. Now one person needs 10 utensils to eat. So this is what we have come to. So because of this, the diseases, if we sit together, that is one. The other, muhabbat comes. It is for this reason that it is a masala of sharia, that if a stranger comes to the house, if he has eaten anything and it's left over, drank water, anything, the females of the house should not drink that. Because in it, muhabbat gets conveyed in that. So they can build a relationship, and then there will be havoc for everyone if that happens. So therefore, ghair mahram must not drink and eat of the leftover of a ghair mahram. Both ways, it should not happen. So in which shows on the other side that if the two of them share it, muhabbat will come in them. But today, husband don't want to share the wife's things, wife don't want to share the husband, children with their parents, everyone, hygiene, cleanliness today is a high priority. Whereas this is what is our solution. And then there is barakat in that. If we share in our food like that, Allah will put barakat. You can earn less, but there will be a lot of barakat in your money. You'll have money. And we see how many people, ulama, they are going for umrah now and then. Barakat Allah puts in their money. The rich are making a lot of money, but no time to go for umrah. No time for anything. They got time shares, but no time to share the time share. Yeah, they just got it there for namesake. They got beach cottages, they got these things, but no time to go there. Only they are paying for the maintenance and the upkeep of it, but they got no time for it. So if this simple sunnat life comes, Allah will bless us. So anyway, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is nothing like contagious diseases. Now that we are so pumped in our lives that, no, it is there. Doctors tell us how much they tell us, and they tell us you must be so careful with all these things. So the Sahaba, they also asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that time, with regard to a camel, they said, one camel has got a disease, it goes into the other camels, all that camels also get their diseases, most of it. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked them a simple question, the first camel, where did it get its disease? If it's contagious, it got it also from somewhere, from another camel, but the first one who got the disease, there was no first before the first, where did that camel get its disease? So in our house, we get the flu, and we even say, you passed your flu on to me. Don't pass your flu on to me. Brother will say to sister, husbands will say to wife, you got a flu, you be careful. I don't want to get this flu from you. You don't pass it on to me. So where did that person get the flu from? And if it is that it is contagious, like sometimes there is a plague, an epidemic, cholera or whatever else, malaria, whatever. So the first person, where did he get that? And that all those people in the family, in that community, they don't get that disease. There are many who are spared. Some of them get it, others are spared of it. So those who are spared, why didn't they get it? They also all together. If one could get it, the other also should get it. Everyone should get it. So we must make our aqidah clear. Hakim Yusuf of Hakwat rahmatullahi alayhi gave a very nice explanation to this. He said that it's not diseases which are contagious, it is our lifestyle and habits which are contagious. Like one family has got a certain habit, one community. And we speak also Indian people habit is like this. White people, their habits are like this. Black people, their habits are... So that causes the disease or whatever it is to come. Like we, for example, we have too much ghee, for example. Or after eating, it's a habit, you just go and sit, you don't do anything. Whereas you should take 40 steps at least after meals. And in our time, Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali should say, take at least 100 steps. But we don't, so that, this causes that disease. Now the whole family got that. The father had it, the children learned the same habit, so that causes that same disease to come. Not that disease spreads, but our lifestyle, the cause of the disease, that causes this to come. So anyway, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam negated that completely, that there is nothing like adwa. وَلَا طِيَرَ وَلَا هَامَّ. And birds that fly. people who got superstition about birds, about the owl, the superstition about the owl. And in our time, all our superstition we have got, like a cat crossing the road, we say accident going to happen in front. Or a cat meowing at night, tomorrow morning news will come, somebody passed away. Where has the cat saw a mouse on the other side? It's running for its rosy. Where has the cat got power to cause death to somebody? And a person who is a muwahid, who believes in la ilaha illallah, that Allah alone is the doer of everything. And now what we believe, that we have put the power of Allah into the cat's running, not in the cat also, just it's running across the road, in there, in the meowing of the cat at night we have put, and how many other superstition, and how many all, with that goes, all jadu also, and all our going to amils etc., the effect of jinnats etc., jadu is a reality. But it's not that powerful. It's not that strong. It's very, very weak. And jinnats are frightened for humans. Like, for example, at one time Azadwal was not here. It was only felt. There were snakes here. There were all things. But as humans start occupying, these things on their own go away. There are jinnats in the jungles. They abound more in the jungles. But as man goes there, they go away. You go into the jungle and you camp somewhere, you light your fire. Wild animals from there, automatically they don't come near. They go, you walk through a path, there are snakes also there. They sense from far that you are coming. And they take their way, they go away. They won't come in your way. Most of them, very seldom you'll come across a snake. It's gone on its own way. And in the Quran Sharif, when Sulaiman alayhi salam was going with his army, the ant told, وَقَالَتِ النَّمْلُ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّمْلُ ادْخُلُوا فِي مَسَاكِنِكُمْ. Oh ants, all of you go in your houses. Sulaiman alayhi salam is coming with his army. Perhaps in the and see how, take a lesson from here, that ant, how lot ma'rifat it had, that the awliya, the anbiya, they won't cause harm to anyone. وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. If they trample you, they won't know they trampled you also. So how much they recognize also the awliya, that what kind of caliber and nature the awliya have got. So anyway, all these things, they are frightened for us. Today we are so frightened for jinn, we are so frightened for jadu. These are small little, and Allahu Akbar. Allah gave us the most powerful things to combat this. Allah gave us Quran Sharif. Allah gave us Ayatul Kursi. What power there is in Ayatul Kursi. But it is for us to build that yaqeen. And we stay away from guna, then we will get the effect. Like your printer is printing, it says also ink running low. Now you're getting not a nice copy, but you're still carrying on. You're getting a weaker copy, you get a blank copy also. So we're doing amal. And now we're not making tawbah, istighfar, gunas. Our amal are going weaker. They become blank also. We are still doing our amal, but they are coming out blank all the time. Because no tawbah, no istighfar, gunas, our ink is running low. It's gone finished, flat our ink, right out. But we're still just carrying on, we're not replenishing the ink. And if we make tawbah, how we read in this ash'ar, to cry to Allah Ta'ala, see what beautiful copies will come out. Colorful copies will come out, wonderful copies will come out. But no tawbah, no istighfar, gunas are on the increase. So we're just getting blanks, all our namaz is coming out blank. Our everything coming out blank because of our gunas. So if a person then see your one ayatul kursi, wallah, your three quls, see what it will do. And Allah has given us, see what power Allah has given us. When Musa alayhi salam, just imagine, we imagining there is somebody has made jadu. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, those magicians openly, everyone saw with their eyes, mesmerism on the eyes, they threw down their sticks and they became snakes. The whole big arena, like this big sports stadiums that we have built today here, that whole arena, that stadium is filled with snakes. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, falamma alqaw, when they threw their sticks, qala Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, without him, ma ji'tum bihi sihr. What you have come is jadu. It's just mesmerism, play on the eyes. There is no reality. No fear whatsoever. When he had the training from Allah Ta'ala, that waqfa tarbiyat, at the beginning, Musa alayhi salam also feared from the snake. He ran. Allah said, la takh, don't be frightened, Musa. Inni la yakhafu ladayya al-mursalun. By me, nobody has to be frightened. Illa man zalama. Those people who made guna. Yes, they must fear their guna. I will take them to task. And then also, Allahu Akbar. Allah said, no big problem, even if you made guna 100 years of your life, make tawbah, now you don't have to fear my wrath and anger also. Only now what you have to, my awe, my greatness, that I'm so great, that you, but now you don't have to fear anything, you don't have to fear the creation. A person who stays away from guna doesn't have to fear the creation at all. And if a person made guna, 100 years he made the worst guna of kufr and shirk, 1 second tawbah, now while we're sitting in our heart, sincere tawbah, 100 years of gunas, of kufr and shirk, Allah makes ma'af immediately. And you become a wali of Allah Ta'ala, immediately Allah makes you his wali. You don't have to wait for tahajjud, you don't have to wait, I'm going for umrah, I'll go by my shaykh, I'll go in a ijtima, I'll do. No, immediately you become the wali of Allah Ta'ala. So how kind is not Allah Ta'ala? So, but now when Musa al-Islam went through all that tarbiyat, he became strong. Now he realized, he saw the qudrat of Allah. He said, ma'ajitum, like, what is there? Nothing. Ma'ajitum mehi sihr. Inna Allah sayubtilu. Allah will destroy all this sihr of yours. All this that we today, so big, jadu is a big thing. From amil to amil, and money that we are wasting, and the izzat of human that is going, and the money that we are spending, and losing our iman in the process. What and what? That no, inna Allah sayubtilu, inna Allah la yuslihu amal al mufsidin. Wrong people's actions, Allah will never put goodness and barakat in there. It won't have any effect whatsoever. Inna Allah la yuslihu amal al mufsidin. Wa yuhikkul haqqa bi kalimatihi. And Allah with his kalima will make the haqq established. The truth will come. Wa yuhikkul Allahu al haqq. وَيُبْطِلُ الْبَاطِلُ Baatil, Allah will take its head and smash it on the ground, and its brains will be smashed on one side. That is Allah Ta'ala, so great. That is a mu'min. We should have that yaqeen. We should have that iman. But today, a fly makes us, gets us worried. A mosquito gets us worried. Small little, just this little jadu, or little jinn effect, these are nothing. Weakness of our iman. If we are strong, these things won't harm us. Strong in iman. We won't have fear of jadu also. And so Allah has given us this. وَيُحِكُّ اللَّهُ الْحَقَّ بِكَلِمَاتِهِ وَيُبْطِلِ الْبَاطِلِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُجْرِمُونَ That no matter how much these sinners, they dislike it, Allah will show them clearly. But we make our iman strong. That is the important thing. If our iman is weak, if you are weak, everyone takes advantage of you. You are strong, nobody can take, not jinn, not jadu, nothing. So all these types of black magic or jadu and superstition must be out of our lives. Wala safara, all the wrong beliefs of safar must also be completely out of our lives. There is nothing like bad luck in a house or in a car or in a woman. There is no bad luck whatsoever. The hadith that says this, it means that if there was bad luck, it should have been in these things. But there is no bad luck in anything. It is haram to believe in bad luck. That I'm plagued with this, that I got bad luck in this year or this year. No, nothing like that. Good luck, yes, that is allowed. That you take good omen and good indication from things. But to be negative, the mu'min is not. Al-mu'minu al-qawi, khayru min al-mu'mini al-da'if. A strong mu'min is much better than a weak mu'min. So this is a month that we should take out all the superstition from us and make our iman strong on the wahdahu la sharik. He who controls everything, we must realize everything. And we, Allah has given us namaz. Allah has given us dua. What wazifas Allah has given us. And also with regard to wazifas, don't depend on the words. The words are a bridge. You want to get from this side of the river to the other side, the bridge is going to take you over. But now don't make the bridge that you get stuck on the bridge. Don't get stuck on the words of the wazifas. Your trust on Allah Ta'ala. The wazifas are a translation of the qudrat of Allah. Put your trust this ayat. فَلَمَّا أَلْقَوْ قَالَ مُوسَى مَا جِئْتُ مِي سِحْرٌ Don't say I read this wazifa and you're not even thinking. I read it not 3 times, I read it 30 times, but nothing is happening. No, that is not going to help. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali should say, you came to know atom bomb kills how many thousands of people. So now you are reading atom bomb wazifa a million times. But the fly troubling you is also not dying. Even you blowing on that fly, it's not dying. So the word's not going to do anything. The haqiqat will do. When you have an atom bomb, so your trust on Allah, your connection with Allah, that is the thing that will do. Not that I read many people, they have problems, they increase their wazifas. All time, they are overpowered with so much wazifas they are reading. You read one, your wife's name is Fatima. You want to make love to her, you read it 100 times, Fatima, 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 Fatima. She hears you, she'll give you one slap also. But you tell her one time with love, Fatima, and see that how her heart will melt. Eh? So this yaqeen in these words, the name of Allah, 100 times you take, 1,000 times, but one time you say with that yaqeen in your heart, there is no power beside, nobody to be loved besides Allah. That one time you Allah, see what value it has got. A person who makes whole night tahajjud, and a person who doesn't even make tahajjud sleeping, but his heart is connected genuinely with Allah. And in your tahajjud also bad thoughts are coming to you. You are blank, or you are getting bad thoughts, you're not connected with Allah, and that person who's just lying, but he's connected with Allah Ta'ala. One buzur, he was sleeping, his son was making tahajjud. The son then thought that my father, great buzurg, everyone regards him so great buzurg, but he's sleeping, I'm making tahajjud. The father told him, my son, if that is your case, your sleeping is better than your tahajjud. If you thinking by your tahajjud you are better than somebody, your tahajjud, your sleeping is better than your tahajjud. So we once in a while we get tawfiq of tahajjud, we think we are better than all the other people. Hey, so all these wrong things, may Allah take it away. Today, mashallah, there is a nikah also. With regard to nikah, the Quran Sharif's beautiful instructions. وَلَهُنَّ مِثْلُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. First, Allah mentioned the woman's rights. وَلَهُنَّ. Similar, they have got rights. Women have also got rights. Similar, وَلَهُنَّ مِثْلُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ. That the rights which are upon them, the husband's rights, both rights, Allah has made similar. That means in status, in quality, in value, they are same. In actual action, they are different. Woman's work is different, man's work is different. But as man must not only feel that we got rights on the woman, or the woman mustn't feel we only got rights, both have got rights, and both rights are same between them. As man is responsible to fulfill the rights of the woman, the women are responsible to fulfill their rights of their husbands also. وَلَهُنَّ مِثْلُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَلِلْرِجَالِ عَلَيْهِنَّ دَرَجَةً. And we have given man one position above the woman. We made him the Amir in the house. Allah has ordained that man will be the Amir. He will have the say, the final say. They will make mashura also. They will discuss also. They will fulfill one another's duties also. And there has to be an Amir. There can't be any institute, any government, any organization where there isn't one person who is the main person in charge. There has to be one person. There is the president of the country. There is the principal of a madrasa. Everywhere there has to be one person who is in charge. So Allah made that the man. Yeah, our Shaykh Damat Barakatum explains that Allah explained the rights of the woman first. Because normally she hasn't got the physical power to claim her rights. She's weaker in her body, etc. And in many cases it happens, her parents have passed away. Now where must she go to? Who's going to fight her case for her? She is to just make sabr in most cases. She can't go to her brother, she can't go, they got their problems, sister got her problems. By whom must she go? So Allah says, I will be in charge of them. And a woman, this we should fear very greatly, the rights of the woman. If we make her cry, and we have done zulm and oppression on her, we have treated her badly, and she cries to Allah, Allah takes over her case. And whose case Allah takes over, and Allah handles that case, we stand no chance there whatsoever. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatuh explains, when Hadrat was in Nazimabad, another suburb of Karachi, a couple came with their problems. After Isha until 12 o'clock at night, they said. And Hadrat explained to the husband, but he just did not want to listen. All he wanted to was divorce her. She's mother of 6 children. And why he wanted to divorce her? No reason. He wanted to marry a 17-year-old. Mother of father of 6, so what must be his age? And he wanted to marry a 7th, but he wouldn't accept any explanation. Not of Hazrat, not of any other ulama. Finally divorced her. And when she came out, where must she go? Mother of 6, she's got nowhere. She looked up to the sky. She handed her case over to Allah Ta'ala. That person married that young girl of 17. It wasn't 6 months that he got paralyzed. He just lied on his bed. That young girl didn't come to look after an old man who is paralyzed, clean his toilet, his istinja, feed him. She didn't come for all that. She came for her fun. She left and she went away. Now the 2 years in a lingering state like this on his bed, nobody to see to him, nobody to wash him, nobody to do anything for him. He lived like that and he died. So be careful of the ah of a woman. When she just have to say, Ya Allah, what is this? This is what I deserve. After bearing him 6 children, after making his khidmat for 20, 30 years, this is what I deserve today. Allah takes that case, you stand no chance. Beware. So Allah referred to their case first. وَلَهُنَّ مِثْلُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ Men also have got rights. And the woman must fulfill the rights of the man also. They must see. So both sides Allah balanced it. And Allah made both duties different. Allah made the structure of man different, the structure of woman different. If we want to change today, we want gender equality. So today 3 children the wife must bear, next 3 children the husband must bear. Or 1 child the husband, 1 child the wife. Where can this happen? What gender equality? It's a whole big bluff that they have brought in this world. Allah has made specific duties for the wife, specific duties for the husband. And where we upset this whole system of Allah Ta'ala, that is where we face problems. Anything you have, any gadget, you upset its whole system. You face the consequences. You suffer. So those, for example, it's like a cart that is moving. And the leader of the cart is Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And our destination is Allah Ta'ala. So if we keep Allah's commands in mind and the ways of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and we go with our car through life, your only goodness will come. And also what happens, we do a lot of wrong things. And now when the trouble comes, now, for example, Allah punishes you through your wife now. And she has now turned against you, whatever else. Now you forget all the wrong you did which caused all this. And Allah is so merciful, now also make sincere tawbah. Allah will reset everything again. You won't have to get a new wife also. You won't have to get a new model, a new gadget. That same Allah will make it work for you again. But you make sincere tawbah. You correct your life. Man aslaha ma baynahu wa bayna rabbihi. Who corrects his matters between him and Allah, aslaha Allah ma baynahu wa bayna khalqihi. Allah will correct your matters with the creation of Allah Ta'ala. It is for us that we may, and Allah has left the doors of tawbah open, wide open, until your ruh comes to your throat, then the doors of tawbah close. Or when the sun will rise from the east, from the west, at that time the doors of tawbah will close. Up to that time they are wide open. And tawbah is not difficult. It is easy. Make istighfar. Make tawbah sincere to Allah Ta'ala. And see, Allah will change our lives. And what a beautiful life in return Allah Ta'ala will bless us with. So when we make mistakes, we make mistakes. Now the wife turns against us. Now we see all the faults of the wife. She is doing this. She is doing that. She is not doing this. She is not doing that. But we were the cause of it. We should be straight from the beginning. So in a new marriage, you must be straight and proper. Set your directions in the right way. Set your GPS. Punch in the right things. Don't punch in a wrong direction. We start off with honeymoon, for example. We start off with the wedding in the Nasara's tariqa, in their way of life. And my Ustad Hafiz Muhammad Sallu Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, if you plant weeds, first of all, nobody plants weeds. Weeds grow on their own. And you have to remove your weeds if you want a good garden. But we're planting weeds and we're expecting roses to grow. We start off our wedding in the wrong way. And then we expect the beautiful, the du'as. One du'a today, Maulana's du'a, and my wedding will be well. But I do everything opposite. We go to the airport, we want to go for Umrah. We haven't got visa for Umrah. Plane is also full. We say, anyway, I'll fly away to Mauritius. There is a lot of place in that plane. And these people going for Umrah, tell them to make du'a at Multazam. That, Ya Allah, that person is gone on the Mauritius flight, but you make that he comes to Makkah Sharif. Without visa, sitting in the wrong plane and he must come here. We do all the wrong things, we want one ta'weez. And we must carry on with all our evils in our life. Ta'weez must work magic for us. that it must do everything come right. My health must come right. My daughter's problems must come right. This problem must come right. It doesn't work like that. Islam is not a Christian religion. That Isa alayhi salam, according to them, you make all the gunas you want to, and he gave his life for you. You just have to believe he died on the cross, na'uzu billah, and you can do what you want to. So our religion is not you get one ta'wiz, one dua of Hazrat, and one dua of Maulana, and you do what you want to. Yeah, you yourself have to come right. You come right, you change your life, you bring it right, and then see for yourself, even without dua of anyone, you come right and see what the... And then you get dua, alhamdulillah, mashallah. But without that, you just want to do all your wrong things and you expect things to come right? No. So, set our wedding from the start, putting it in the right cause. Maulana Asad Madani, rahmatullah alayhi, explained this one story. Inshallah, I'll complete on that. He said a couple got... There were two girls, very, extremely beautiful. They made a condition, we'll only marry those boys who will permit us to hit them on their heads with our shoes, 10 shots every night. So who will get married for that? But they were very, two brothers got ready finally. That it's alright, we'll take this 10 shots, but they're so beautiful girls, we'll get married to them. They got married, the one brother was shrewd, he was very ahead of them also. So he kept a cat and he didn't feed it for 1 week. So when they got together at night, that cat started meowing. He had a sword ready. He gave the cat one shot and separated its head from its body. That girl didn't have the himmat of saying also that I'll take out my shoe and give you attention. This is a dangerous man. Next, my head will go. The other brother was collecting his 10 shots every night. After 1 week, the sisters went to met at their mother's house. The two brothers met up again. How did it go? The one said, I'm getting my 10 shots. Have you? No, no, I did this plan. So he said, yeah, it's a wise plan. The same discussion the girls had on that side. So he also now kept a cat for 1 week. And he didn't feed it. So when his wife came back, he pulled out his sword. She said, it's too late. You should have done that the first night. Now I know the whole story, the whole thing behind it. So you don't have to go and kill the wife or kill a cat or something, but put your thing straight, what you want from the beginning. Not you go and live in cloud nine, in your honeymoon. And then after that, now when you come home, now you expect things to fall right. No, it doesn't work like that. Come on sunnah tariqah from the beginning. The proper way. You don't have to be harsh and hard on your wife also. But put your things right what you want. And those of us who have made mistakes, now gradually put it right again. Come back onto deen and Allah will now again put barakat. And put love in that house. And put rahmat in that house. Allahu Akbar. A person who enters his house and he makes salam loudly, cheerfully. The wife and replies also loudly and cheerfully and with muhabbat. One riwayat, Allah looks at muhabbat and Allah sends His rahmat on that house. In one riwayat, till Qiyamah's day, Farishta make dua for that couple. So start today, but we don't make salam when we enter the house. We go into the house shouting, screaming, this you didn't do, that. The wife is ready that you didn't bring this, you didn't do that, all this all the time. No, just go in there with muhabbat, with love in the house, and meet one another like that. Allah will put so much of barakat and rahmat in our homes. Everything what we want is not we seeing it in our shops, in our earning and that. And all this is from Allah, which we don't see. We bring the, and Allah gave us Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his lifestyle to take from the unseen treasures of Allah Ta'ala. And that is so easy, you don't have to break your head, you don't have to break your back in working and earning a deen or yusra. Deen is so easy, just bring it in your life and see how a lot of goodness of this dunya Allah will give. The Sahaba controlled the world of that time. Not with weapons, not with knowledge of universities, not with big amounts of money, what the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what the deen of Islam, they control the world. May Allah give us tawfiq, put barakat in this nikah, in every nikah, and Allah bless us with the fruit of this nikah, and the barakat of it, the rahmat of it, and Allah Ta'ala give them the happiness of deen, dunya and akhirat, and always show their parents, all of us, their happiness inshallah. They can come forward inshallah. Talha, Amina, Muhammad Firoz, Suleiman Bey, Ismail, Katwa, Mashallah. What, Firoz? You don't even have to take permission. It's your daughter, but you took permission from her that we make her nikah to Talha for 17,000 rand meher, and that's cash, eh? Cash. You paid up already. Acha, sunen bhai tumhe hamro Amina ijazat aapi tumhein. Isman bhai, Amina ke ba permission that her nikah be made. MashaAllah. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال تعالى يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم النكاح من سنتي قال فمن رغب عن سنتي فليس مني وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام تزوجوا الودود الولود فإني مكاثر بكم الأمم وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام إن أعزم النكاح بركة أيسره مؤونة وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام تنكح المرأة لأربعين لمالها ولجمالها ولحسبها ولدينها فاظفر بذات الدين أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام وصدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم بعد طلحة كدوة محمد فيروز إسوبجي as the representative and the وكيل of the bride Amina إسوبجي and Haji Suleiman Ahmed إسوبجي as a witness and Haji Ismail Kadwa as witnesses she has given herself in marriage, in nikah to you for 17,000 rand meher, meher fatmi. You accept her as your wife? Say, nakahtuha wa qabiltuha. Barakallahu lak wa alik wa jama'a baynakuma fi khair. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidina Muhammad. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Allahumma anta salam wa minka salam. Tabarakta ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Sami'na wa ata'na ghufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azab an-nar. One meaning of hasana fi dunya, goodness of dunya, is a pious, righteous, good spouse. And another meaning of it is pious and righteous children. May Allah bless us all with that also, inshallah. And it also, one meaning is rizq-e halal. And ilm-e deen, knowledge of deen, that is very important. And understanding of that deen. And all this will be achieved. One meaning is company of the righteous and the pious. And when we go through this process, one of its meaning is also praises from the people. Then Allah will praise, people will praise such a person. May Allah bless us with all these meanings of hasana fi dunya, inshallah. Allahumma alif baynahuma kama alifta bayn sayyidina Adam wa Hawa alayhim as-salatu was-salam. Allahumma alif baynahuma kama alifta bayn sayyidina Musa wa Safura alayhim as-salatu was-salam. Allahumma alif baynahuma kama alifta bayn sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa Khadijah al-Kubra wa Aisha as-Siddiqa wa sa'ir azwaj an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اللهم ألف بينهما كما ألفت بين سيدنا علي المرتضى وفاطمة الزهراء رضي الله تعالى عنهما. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. Allah bless this nikah and every nikah of the Muslims, but all the goodness of deen, dunya and akhirat. Oh Allah, this young couple and their children to come, inshaAllah. Oh Allah, may grant them all the goodness of deen, dunya and akhirat. Grant them happiness wherever, however, wherever they are. And let us all always see their happiness and all our children, whether they are married, where they are going to get married, our grandchildren. Bless us all with the happiness of deen, dunya and akhirat. And bless us as parents, as the elders in the family, etc., to always see their happiness, O Allah. O Allah, grant all goodness to all the Muslims of the world, O Allah. O Allah, grant hidayat to all the people, men and jinn of the world, O Allah. To remove all our difficulties and problems, O Allah. Grant us all everything of the best of deen, dunya and akhirat. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.